Today's Amud is Chagiga Yedalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yedalad Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top, by the words Amar Le Shmuel. So it says the Gemara, Amar Le Shmuel Lechia Barav. Shmuel said over to Chia Barav. The story happened apparently after Rav, after Chia Barav's father. His father was Rav, that's why he's called Chia Barav. His father Rav was Nifter already. And we know that Shmuel and Rav had a lot of shaykhs with each other. They were Bar Puktas, they were Sheshivas together at the same time in Bavel. But Rav was slightly older. Rav was Nifter first. In fact, many of Rav's Talmidim then went and learned by Shmuel, which is why we have many Talmidim of Rav that also quote Shmuel. Like we have often in Shas, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, we also have Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Al Kopanim, so Shmuel's talking now to Rav's son, his fellow Rosh Hashiva's son. He's talking to Rav's son, and he says to Rav's son, he says to Chiyah Barav, Barir Arya, you son of great ones, you son of a great Talmud Chacham, referring to Rav, Cha Emulach Milsa Mehani Mile Mal Yusa Davar Amar Ravuch. Let me tell you something nice from your father. Let me tell you a nice Shmuel that I once heard from your father. So he said like this. He said that kol yoyma v'yoyma nivroin malachi asharis min har dinar. That every single day there are malachi asharis that are created that come out from the har dinar. The previous sugya was discussing the har dinar, which is the sheikhis now to this gemara. So Shmuel tells Chiyah Barav that every single day there are malachim that come out from this Nahar Dinar. Va'amri shira u'batli, and they sing shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and right after they sing their shira, their batal, they leave this world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, chadashim ma'abkarim rabbim u'nasecha, that every day, every morning, there's new ones, is referring to these malachi asharis. U'pligat the Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. This that Rav had said, that the Malachi Asharis are created, they come out from Nahar Dinar, is not like Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. The Amr Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Einason, that called Dibur v'Dibur Shiyotze Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol speaks, so Nivra Mimenu Malach Echad, a Malach is created, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Brua Piv Kol Sivam. That through the speaking of Hashem, that's how in the Ruach Piv, that's how we have Kol Sivam, that's how we have all the different Malachim. So they don't come out from the Har Dinar, rather they come out from the Peh Kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Kosov Echad Oimer Levushe Kislag Chivar. The pasuk describes a Kadosh Baruch Hu's levush as being ketlag chivar, like being like white snow. Usar reishay kaamarnike, and the hair of his head kaviyachol is like clean wool. Uksiv, and yet we have a different pasuk that says that kavutzayis of tatalim shechayrei skayriv. It describes the hair of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as being black like a raven. So which one is it? Is it white or is it black? Now obviously these are all kabbalistic concepts that are not to be understood. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a demos, ain't like demos, ain't like guf, ain't like demos aguf, right? These are all just mashalim and describing other things, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the way it's described in the pasuk. So the way it's described in the pasuk seems to be a stira. Is his hair white or is his hair black? So says the Gemara, like Kasha, kan be yeshiva, kan be milchama. Depends when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be yeshiva, so then his hair is white, but when he's going out to war, so then his hair is black. The Amar Mar, in the Chana, be yeshiva, elazake, the best person to be a Rosh Yeshiva, to be giving Eitzos, to be Yeshiva, that's a Zake, and someone who's older, so that's why he puts on, so to speak, the white hair. To have a general and more, the best is to have someone who's younger, so that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol has his black hair. The pasuk says, "Kasev echad oimer karsiye shviven dinar," that his throne, Beloshen Yachid, his throne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one kisei akavid, and it's shviven dinar, it's like fiery flames. But the point is that the pasuk describes there being lamala one kisei akavid. There's a pasuk in Daniel, he describes there as being that lamala there's one kisei akavid. Kasev echad oimer adi karsavon ramiv atig yoim and Yosef. It describes there as being di karsavon, which is Loshen Rabim, that there's two thrones. So which one is there? Is there one throne lamala or is there two thrones? So says the Gemara leKasha Echaloi veEchal David. One throne up there is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another throne right next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for David HaMelech. Ketanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Echaloi veEchal David, Devar Rabbi Akiva. that this is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that there are two thrones l'malo, one of them is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other one is for David HaMelech. Amar lei Rabbi Yaisi Aglili. However, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili said to Rabbi Akiva, he said, Akiva, and Masa ato oisa shechina chol, how long are you going to continue making the shechina very like mundane? You're equating kaviyachol David HaMelech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying that there's a throne for David HaMelech right next to the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. Rather, they're both thrones for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why are there two? Ela echel adin ve'echel adzdakah. One's for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the kisei din, and then there's the kisei rachim, and there's the kisei tzedakah. Says the Gemara now, kibla minei olay kibla minei. Did Rabbi Akiva accept this pshat of Rabbi Yaisi Aglili or not? So says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll prove it to you that he accepted it, that he himself taught it over then afterwards. The Braisa says that Echel Adin v'Echel Adzdaka, Divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva now quotes Rabbi Yaisi Aglili's pshat. He says that the two thrones that are Lamala, one of them is for din, and one of them is for tzedakah. Now, this pshat also, Rabbi Akiva gets rebuked for. Amar loy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says to Rabbi Akiva, he says to him, Akiva, malucha etzel hagada, why are you being oisek and agadita, klach midvirai secha, etzel negon va'ayolais, you should go with your taira, go with your, and be oisek, and the sugyas of negon va'ayolais. The Ben Yishchai, in Shaios and Chuvas Rav Pa'alim, chelik aleph yardaya, simen nun vav, he says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had Ruach HaKodesh, he knew that Rabbi Akiva Sharish HaNeshama, and based on his Sharish HaNeshama, he wasn't supposed to be Isaac anymore in Agadita. Instead, he was supposed to be Isaac in Halacha, and Negam, and Ayolais. He told him that you shouldn't be Isaac in these things. Also, he didn't like the Pshat. He told him, you shouldn't be Isaac in these things. Stick to Negam, and Ayolais. Ella, what Pshat did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah like? Ella said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you know why there's two thrones? It's Echad the Kisei, Ve'echad the Sarfraf. It's not two thrones. One's a footstool, and one's the actual throne. There's the Kisei Leishev Alav, there's the throne to sit on, and then there's the Srafraf Lahadim Raglav, and then there's the stool, the footstool, that's for to keep his feet, Kaviyachol. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, Hashamayim Kisi Va'aretz Hadim Raglai, so you see that there's this idea of there being the throne, and then also the footstool. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he said over the following. He said that Shmoina Esrei Klolos Kilol Yeshaya Es Yisrael, that there are 18 curses that Yeshaya, the Navi, Yeshaya gave Klal Yisrael. V'lei Neskaru Adaitai, he didn't feel cooled down. He felt that they needed more rebuke. He didn't feel cooled down. Ad Sha'amar Lahem, until he told them, Amikra Azeh, the following Pasuk, that Yerhavu Hanar Bezakein, that the young one is going to rebel and feel haughty over the elder ones, v'anikla b'nichbad, and the lightweights over the heavyweights. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. So first, says the Gemara, before we get to that end of the Pasuk, says the Gemara that Shmoina Esrei Klolos Ma'ininu. What are these 18 curses? It all comes from the Pasuk. Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki hine yadon Hashem tzivakos meisim Yushalayim miYehuda. Says Yeshaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove from Yerushalayim, he's going to remove from Klal Yisrael, he's going to remove from Yehuda, he's going to remove 18 types of people. Or really, we'll see 17. Mishan, Umishana, Kol Mishan Lechem, the Gemara is going to explain each one. V'chol Mishan Mayim is number 4, Gibor is number 5, V'ish Melchama is number 6, Shoyfeit, V'navi, V'koyisim, V'zakein is 7, 8, 9, and 10, Sar Chamishim is 11, Supanim is 12, V'yayetz is 13, V'chacham is 14, Charashim is 15, Nevoin is 16, Lachash is 17, and then it says Yeshaya, V'nesati Na'arim Sarehem, V'talulam Yim Shlubam, that instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying over obviously B'Shem Hashem, he's saying that instead, I'm going to make Na'arim, they're going to be the officers, and the fools, the Talulim, and the tricksters, they're going to be the ones that are ruling over you. So says the Gemara now, who are all these different types of people? Mishan, Elu, Balei, Mikra, these are people that are Bekiyim in Mikra. Mishana is Elu, Balei, Mishnah, people that are Bekiyim in Mishnayis. Kegoin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, V'chaveirav. And an example of someone who's Balei Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his friends. And says the Gemara that Pligubar Rab Papa V'Rabbanan, there was a Machlaikas between Rapap and Rabbanan, how many Mishnayas exactly is included in Balei Mishnah? How many Mishnayas are there? Chad Amr Sheish Me'ay Sidre Mishnah. One of them said that there's 600 Sidre Mishnah. V'chad Amr Shiva Me'ay Sidre Mishnah. The other one said that there's 700. Now we only have Shisha Sidre Mishnah. We have 6 Sidre Mishnah, but that's because a lot of Torah Shebaal Peh was forgotten. by Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu all of Torah Shebaal Peh, at least B'chaluseha, so then there were 600 Sidrei Mishnah, there were 700 Sidrei Mishnah, they weren't written down. Now we only have 6 Sidrei Mishnah that are written down. The rest of it is Torah Shebaal Peh. I mean, obviously even Mishnah is bad, some is Torah Shebaal Peh, but it was written down. Really, there were much more Sidrei Mishnah, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his Chaverev, they were all Bekiyim in all of these different Sidrei Mishnah. Says the Gemara writer now, that Kol Mishan Lechem, who's Kol Mishan Lechem, what type of person is that? That's going to be removed from Yerushalayim. Elu Bali Talmud. It's referring to people that are Bali Talmud. Lechem is a mashal for Gemara. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zuchu Lechem u'Belachmi u'Shesu B'yayim Masachti. You see, Lechem is a code word for Talmud, for Torah. Vichol Mishan Mayim, Elu Bali Agada. Mayim is a reference to Bali Agada. Mayim is a code word. Water is a code word for Agadita. The reason why Agadita is compared to Mayim is Shemayshchen Libay Shaladim Kamayim Ba'Agada. It drags in, it pulls in a person's heart like water, which flows. So to Agadita pulls a person in. Gibor Zebal Shemuais. Gibor Zebal Shemuais. Rashi says that he knows a lot of halachis psuka, his tirish about peh, that he heard from his Rebbe. It's all shagar bepiv. V'ish milchama, says the Gemara. Ish milchama is eshi idea lisa velite b'milchamta shel Torah, is a person who knows the ins and outs of how to handle a sugya and how to fight it out. Shayfet zedayin shadan din emes ha'amitai. A shayfet is a dayon. And navi kemashmayo. Navi means neviim. Now neviim are going to be taken away at the Charbon, after Bishas the Charbon. Kaisem zem melech. Kaisem is referring to a king. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, kesem al sifse melech. Zaken, what's a zaken referring to? Zesha royally yeshiva. It means a person is royally yeshiva to give eitzes. Sar chamishim, al tikri sar chamishim, al sar chumashim. That there's gonna be sar chumashim that are removed. Zesha yadea lisa valite mechamisha chum shaytaira. Besides this, just knowing the chamisha chum shaytaira, they also know how to fight things out. They know how to be lisa valite mechamisha chum shaytaira. And davar acher, another pshat, what does it mean, sar chamishim? It means kedar be'avayu. It means someone who's 50, damra be'avayu, mikan she'im amidim mitargaman al tzibur, pochas mechamishim shana. You see that there's a mile of being 50 years old, you shouldn't appoint a mitargaman on the tzibur if he's less than 50 years old. So it means that that's what's going to be removed from Yerushalayim. Unesu panim, zesh naisin panim udairai ba'avurai. Nesu panim refers to a person that his zechusim is able to cause a Kadosh Baruch Hu to look at Klal Yisrael favorably, to look at his dar, to look at his entire generation favorably. Lamala, upstairs in Shemayim, is someone who's able to do, who has such an effect, is Kagayin Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. The whole world is Nidra in Beshvil Chanina Bini, right? The whole Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to look favorably at the whole entire dar. And someone that's lamata, someone that causes this in a physical sense down here, is Kagoyin Rabbi Avayu Bei Kesar, is Rabbi Avayu who did it in the house of the Caesar. Yoyeitz is Sheyadeo La'aber Shanim V'Lekvaya Chadashim. It's someone who knows how to make leap years and months, to organize the months. V'Chacham Zeh Talmid HaMachkim Es Rabbi Yisav is referring to a Talmud who outsmarts, he outsteigs his Rebbeim. Charashim refers to Bishasha Paisek B'Divrei Torah, HaKol Nasim Kecharshin. Now as soon as he starts talking in Divrei Torah, so other people become like a mute, they can't even answer back, they have nothing else to say. Unevoin Zeha Maven Davar Miteich Davar. Nevoin is Miloshin Bina, he's able to extrapolate things from other things that he learns. Lachash Zesheroi Limser Loi Divrei Torah, Shenitna Balach is referring to someone who's fitting that you should teach them Divrei Torah, which is given over secretly. He's the type of person that's right to learn such things. And Nesati Na'arim Sareyam. And then he says, I'm going to put Na'arim, young ones are going to be their officers. Maiv Nesati Na'arim Sareyam. Amar Belazar. Belazar explained, Elu Bnei Adam Sheminu Arim in HaMitzvahs. It doesn't just mean age-wise that they're younger. There's nothing bad, some wrong with that, it seems. It means that they're empty. It means that they're young and empty from mitzvahs. They're menurim in HaMitzvahs. V'talulam yimshalubam, and there's going to be tricksters, fools that are going to rule over them. Amarav bar Yaakov, tali bar tale, it means tricksters, foxes, the sons of foxes, tricksters, the sons of tricksters, very deceitful people. V'le niskara daitai, and Yeshaya, who gave all these kalais, he wasn't cooled down, acha amar lahem yirhavu anar bezakein, until he finally said that the nar is going to rebel against the zakein. Elu b'nei adam shem. And who mu'arim in ha-mitzvahs, it means people, again, that are empty from mitzvahs, that yirharu b'misha mamulam in mitzvahs karimayin. And they're going to rebel, and they're going to act with gaiva towards those that are filled with mitzvahs like a remind. V'hanikle b'nichba, the lightweights against the heavyweights. Yavay misha chamura yizdoima alav kakalais. The lightweights are the ones that even the mitzvahs that are very chamur, they treat them very lightly. They're lightweights in the sense that they treat everything very lightly. And they're going to go v'yirhavu b'misha kalais doima alav kakamurais. And they're going to act with gaiva over those that are the heavyweights, meaning that they treat things heavily, even things that are relatively light, they treat them as being very chamer. Amarevkin says the Gemara Vayter now, Amarevkatina, more about the Shas of Charban, all these 18 klalis we just had, and now more Amarevkatina, that afilu b'shas kil shloina shal Yushalayim, even at the time that Yushalayim will be plundered, leipasku mehem bali amana, still it's never going to cease from Klal Yisrael, honest people. That's something that will never cease from Klal Yisrael, is honesty. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, at the Shas of the Charban, it says, ki yisvais ish ba'achiv beis aviv, when a man he goes around asking other people, Simla Lucha, Katsan Tialanu, take a garment and be our leader. Be our leader, lead over us. So what does it mean, take a garment and be our leader? It means Dvarm Shibani Adam Mishasan Kisimla. Things that people cover over, like their clothing. The clothing is used to cover over themselves. So yesh natachas yadecha, that's going to be in your hand, meaning that you're going to have tyra. It's a mashal to tyra. Clothing is a mashal to tyra because also by tyra, a person who doesn't know too much, so he tends to cover up. He tries to not get tested in a way that will be revealed how little he knows. So it's the same idea. So that's a mashal to tyra. And so the story is the shas l'charban. Someone saying to his fellow, he says, take the garment. I mean, take your Torah and be our leader. And what is the, and v'machshela hazayis, and the similar also, he says, v'machshela hazayis, v'machshela hazayis, is also a similar idea, that dvarm she'im b'nei adam oimdim alein elam kein nichshol behen, things that a person isn't oimid on, he doesn't really properly understand until he's nichshol in it, or again, referring to Torah, yesh nantachas yadecha, that you're going to have that. So again, so this man is asking his friend, be our leader, take your Torah and be our leader. To which the person responds, that yiseh b'yoy mahu leimar, lo yayah, don't make me your leader. So what are all these things that he's saying back? Says the Gemara, darshins the Gemara, that Yisa, first of all, he says Yisa b'yayimahu, Lamar, what's the Yisa? And Yisa l'lashin shvua. He's making a shvua. He's saying, I swear to you about the following. Shenemar, now how do we know that Yisa is a lashin shvua? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, le'sisa shem Hashem aleikecha. And that's talking about swearing. Lo eya chayvish, and the man says, "I swear that lo eya chayvish. I'm not a captive." What does it mean? Lo eya chayvish. Lo hayisi mechayv shebeis hamedrash. I wasn't amongst those that were captured in the base medrash. I wasn't amongst those that spent his time in the base medrash. Ubebeisi ein lechem vein simla. He says, "In my house, there's no bread. There's no clothing. Shein biyadi loy mikra v'loy mishnah v'loy gemara. I don't have any of these things. I don't know mikra. I don't know mishnah. And I don't know gemara." So what do you see from all this? You see that even b'shas l'charban, it wasn't paska bali amana, honest people. You see, they asked him to be the leader. Many people might say, oh yeah, of course, I'll be your leader. But really, he didn't have Tyra, and he felt and he wanted to be honest, and he said, you should know, I really don't have Tyra. So you see that there was never paska bali amana. Ask the Gemara, what's the raya from here that like paska bali amana? Ask the Gemara, but Dilma Shani Asim over there, it's different. He has to tell the truth, because it's a milsa davidi legluye. The Amar Luhu Gamirna, if he says to the man, if he says, yeah, Taka, I know Okol Tarekula, I'll be your leader, so Amrile Emulon, they're gonna end up testing him, they're gonna ask him things, and he's not gonna be able to answer back. So it's not the pshat that he's being honest, he's stuck because he can't lie, he can't say that he really has the Torah, it's gonna be revealed. Says the Gemara, it's not true. He has a good excuse. Havali lameimar gamar ushachach. He could have at least said, I learned the taka, but now I forgot it. And now I don't remember. My lo ehya chayvish, but it's not what he says back. He doesn't say that, oh, now I don't remember my learning anymore. He says lo ehya chayvish, that I was never a chayvish. Lo ehya chayvish kal, I was never in the base medrash. He didn't have to say that. He could have just said, I don't remember my learning right now. It's been a long time since I've done chazara. I can't be your leader. Instead, he says, oh, mamish, the truth. He says, I was never a chayvish. I was never in the base medrash. That he didn't have to say. From the fact that he said that, that's proof that, like, paska bali amana, that he wanted to be honest. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that so? That b'shasta, afilu b'shasta chorban, it was like pasko bali amana, there's always honest people that remain in Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael always remains honest and erlich. V'amma Rava, but Rava said, le'charva Yerushalayim acha pasku mimenu bali amana. That Rava said namish the opposite. He said that Yerushalayim was destroyed only after it was pasak bali amana. He said that they're stopping honest people. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, shaytutu b'chutzes Yerushalayim, go out, search over Yerushalayim, uru, no, do. Go and seek out in its streets, and if you'll find a man, if you find a man who's honest, so then he says in the name of Hashem, he says, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. But what do you see from there? You see that it was Pascha Bali Amana, not like what we said before. From here it sounds like that there is no Bali Amana. It's a Pascha in Yirmiyah. He says that you find one person who's honest and I'll forgive you, and I won't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But you see there was no Bali Amana? Says the Gemara like Hasha, it's not a stira. There's different types of Bali Amana. Habba divrei Torah, habba masa umata. There's a difference between being honest in Torah and being honest in business. But divrei Torah havu. When it comes to divrei Torah, it was loy paska Bali Amana. It never ceased from Klal Yisrael Bali Amana in Torah. But b'masa umata and loy havu. But when it comes to business, so that with regards to business, that it was paska Bali Amana.